On Sunday, here is Mother Claire's experience while visiting heaven. At first, the music lifted me like an updraft on wings, Mother Claire began. I kept seeing a white dove and thought, that was me, because I had the sensation of the wind lifting my wings. He has taken me by the hand to the throne of glory. I flew in as a white dove, and it was as if my body unfurled from the wings of the dove, and then saw myself very much like the painting Catherine did for me. He took my hand and led me to the Father. You are my betrothed, the one I have chosen to be my spouse forevermore. Cease your deprecations, my beloved. Let them fall away like an old dried-out snakeskin of the earth. No more is this you. You are my beautiful young bride, every inch alive for me. Every piece of your heart is mine and for me. How beautiful, how lovely you are, my beloved. His eyes twinkled as he held both my hands in his face, beaming with joy. My heart could not contain itself, so immersed in his gaze was I. Jesus began, "And why should I feel anything but joy? You have become the bride of my dreams, a monument, a memorial to my grace at work, transforming a little one, a very, very little one. Oh, wait until you see what you have become. Just wait, and you will be taken out of yourself in great and wondrous joy, such as you have never dreamed possible. You will experience joy without measure and without end." I looked upon his face and he said, "Claire, I am so happy with you. Even now you cannot fathom or measure it. Yes, pleased, so very pleased, with what you have become. How lovely you are, my beautiful one. I wanted to take this time to tell you, beloved. Yes, you are so pleasing to me, and in a very short while you will know it with all your being. Lord, I long to see your face clearly. I do not want you to pass out." I waited, and his face became clearer and clearer, but the meekness of his demeanor was so humbling. It just melted my heart, just as though I had never seen it before. He lowered his head covering and looked at me directly. My heart began to pound. Such beauty, so regal, so lofty to know the friendship of the King. And we danced, flowing with the music, and yet enchanted with one another. He gently directed my body in each movement and turn. It flowed, shimmered, and was heavenly. Then we began to fly around above heaven, all the homes and parks, trees and streams. There was even a neighborhood with houses and trees, like Dennis the Menace movie. I began to feel sadness because it reminded me of Illinois. Jesus spoke up immediately. "There is no sadness here, Claire, not even the least little bit. These memories and impressions you carry in your heart, they will be healed and filled with new inspirations." Then I saw my Father sitting at a piano with me. He was on the left and I was on the right. And he was giving me piano lessons. Wow! He said, "Oh, now I see so clearly what I should have done. And Belinda, we are going to do this in heaven, and we'll have the joy of knowing one another. There will no longer be that empty void where I should have been. We will make endless memories together, and you will see your life fulfilled. Just the way it was meant to be, by me, and you will learn some beautiful expressions, truly of your deepest inner self. Yes, beloved child of God, we will create and share our creations together. You will find happiness and fulfillment for that void, and it will be no more." Oh, I don't know what this means, but I'm so looking forward to it. My heart is bursting at the seams. "Yes, our God will rewrite history, and you will be barren in that place no more, and forever." And that was the end of Mother Claire's heavenly trip.